What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
3-0 Tiger win on Sunday Night Baseball. Tarek Skubal, 13 strikeouts. It's a fun statement.
Yes, it is. It was a fun watch.
Best pitcher in all of baseball.
Kind of felt like you were playing with the cheat code last night.
Didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
11 and a half games up in the division as you wake up today. No one wants
to be
bold.
You're calling it done.
Nobody wants to be bold but me. It's not even that bold, by the way. They're up 11 and a half games in a division where everybody has a losing record and a minus run differential. I would think the city of Detroit views it the same way I do, right? This team is winning this division. The division race is over. Can we say that? And if not, how much longer do you got to wait? Is it, hey, All-Star breaks right around the corner, just get me there? Do you need to see what they do at the trade deadline? I feel like they win this division regardless. The deadline is more about the World Series. Do you need to wait till September 1st? Do you need to wait till it's actually clinched? Magic number is 68, by the way. That's Mike and Algonac. How long do you need to wait before you feel comfortable saying this division race is over?
I don't know. I don't know that I can necessarily put a date on it and say, okay, well, if up by this many games by this date, I'm gonna make the call.
But none of these teams scare you.
No, they don't.
And going into the season,
yes, we knew that this division wasn't going to be a great division, but we also didn't know the Tigers were going to be this good. Now they are, and the division is what we thought it would be, average at best.
So if the Tigers last year was real, and I think this year has shown that last year was real, and everybody else is bad, what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid to be great? 248-539-9797.
I wouldn't say I'm afraid to be great. I love the fact that you're
stealing
using
it.
My own line against me. Here's just some of the replies on Twitch. Slow down, Cookies. It's not even July yet.
The next game they play will be in July. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you should ask Beasley what the odds are.
Get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Yes.
And I know Cleveland gives us fits. I'm not worried about Cleveland. I'm not worried about Minnesota. There are so many variables that can happen between now and the end of the season. And it doesn't even have to be the end of the season. Now, if some of those variables happen before the All-Star break, injuries, then I think it opens things up. Yeah, they are clearly the front runner, and I don't know what the odds are that they win the division.
It's got to be astronomical, but I'll pull them up or I'll text Beasley. We'll get it for you guys.
Biggest argument, I think, in your favor, Jim, is that this team, definitely in their DNA, they don't stack losses.
No, they don't go on any losing streaks. Three is the longest all season.
So it's somebody, it's somebody kind of coming to get them. So I just did some crazy math back here. Guardians, there's no reason to believe they would do that based on what they've done this year. But, you know, nobody thought the Tigers were going to make a move last year like they did.
But the Tigers didn't win the division last year, so we got to stop doing this. The Guardians could get red hot, win 86 games, and make the playoffs. Are they getting to 90 plus?
There's no world, like I've seen this before happen in baseball, where the Guardians can go, you got 80 games left, 55 and 25. That's 95 wins. I know that seems unreasonable.
That would be more remarkable than what the Tigers did last year. And we got to understand how remarkable that was. Because we're not if we're saying that.
Many teams in baseball history that have hovered around 500 up to this point, and they get their act together in the second half. Again.
So then the cutoff is?
What?
You're saying in the second half? Like, when would you be comfortable saying it? Do we have to wait until it's a 15-game margin, September 1st? Like, how dramatic does this have to get? Because it's pretty dramatic today.
Try to reconsider the question probably at the All-Star break. Okay. They play the Guardians. They've got the Rays, who are pesky, and they lost a series to them. So they got two teams coming up they lost series to.
But again, the worst month of the year for the Tigers was June, where the bullpen was imploding and everything's going wrong, and they went 15 and 11.
Don't know what's going on with Carpenter.
Yeah, but your guy Wenzel Perez is going to slot in. Like, this is the thing with this team. As soon as somebody gets hurt, they already have the answer.
Clemente.
But have we not watched that all year? They lose two center fielders, and Javi's an all-star now. Or is he currently setting up to be an all-star? Well, what's going to happen when they have an answer for it? Well, Sweeney is not as good. Well, I guess Javi's going to play shortstop then. Like, there's always an answer. Who the hell's Chase Lee out of the bullpen? Like, there's always been an answer for this team.
You know who's going to get hot now that Carpenter's hurt? It's Parker.
Sure. Or Veerling's now back, right?
He's near a net 100 bat, you know, Mark. I think he's, what, 20, 25 away from it? It's not likely that they would lose this division. I'm just not ready at this point. We're not even to the All-Star break. I know we're more than halfway past the start of the season.
Yeah,
so
we're not. It's not early anymore.
It's not early anymore. I'm just not ready to make that call. And maybe I'm a bad fan.
You want some odds? How about this?
Okay.
Odds to win the division. The Yankees are minus 290 in a tight race right now with the Rays.
Okay.
The Astros, who are on a tear, are minus 600 to win the AL West. Okay. The Tigers are minus 3,500 to win the American League Central. I don't even want credit for being bold or going out on a limb. It's obvious. I just thought we'd all kind of be on the same page this morning.
That we'd all break out the disco gear. That went well for us.
Jim, you are absolutely correct.
Thank
Division
you.
Race is over.
Thank you.
They are 11 and a half games up. Now, mathematically, that is 7% of the season. So 7% of the season, they are clear with 50% less than to go. Everyone's got a minus run differential, which I know, look, Tom goes to this a lot, and I do agree with him. Like, when people have mentioned, well, look out for the Guardians, he's always come back with, well, they've got a minus run differential.
Yeah.
It's minus 47. They got to go on a 12-game winning streak, beating everybody by four runs to get to positive.
To get equal. Yeah. To where, yeah.
And the Tigers, we've said this all year long, they are consistent. The whole year they've been consistent.
They don't go on losing streaks.
Two out of three.
Injuries don't rattle them at all. They just keep winning and taking two or three here, two or three there. Even if they lose two or three in a row, right back to it like a machine. Series win, series win, series win. Just did it last night, Sunday Night Baseball. Is this the Central Division disco? Costa, how'd the division disco work out for you last time? First of all, no one's invoked disco this morning. I just pointed out a rather obvious observation. The AL Central race is over. You're up 11 and a half games. No one else in the division has a winning record or a positive run differential. If this team is even kind of real, they're winning this division. And I think they're more than real. They don't go on long losing streaks. Longest is three all season. They just keep rattling off series wins. And if they're adding anything at the deadline, yeah, they're going to win this division. Now, I'm not making proclamations about World Series.
No,
I'm not telling you the Guardians couldn't get them in the postseason again. But the idea that Cleveland, 11 and a half games back, with one of the worst offenses in baseball, is going to win this division, save me the story of last year's Tigers. They got in. They didn't win the division. This is about winning the division. That's all I said. And I think it's rather obvious. It's not bold. I don't want to be patted on the back for it. Tigers are winning this division. We've been saying it all season. Now that we say it a little louder or a little differently, suddenly everyone's scurrying away?
No one's scurrying away. No one's just ready to say. Everyone is admitting, yes, they have a very comfortable lead. It feels and looks more likely that they're going to win the division than not. I don't know that there's anybody right now, and maybe it's, hey, maybe it's the soft take, the bad take is, well, we need to see some more games. We need to see if everybody stays healthy. If they stay healthy and they add at the deadline, I don't think any of these teams in division are even going to come close.
But even if they don't stay healthy, we've watched them survive multiple center field injuries and multiple starting pitcher injuries, and their starting catcher got injured. And
yes, by the time the All-Star break comes and goes and the trade deadline comes and goes, you could have Reese Olson back. You could have Casey Mize, Flaherty, and Scooble all pitching at a high level.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Texters, and this is a great point on the ticket text. The Astros and the Rays are our biggest competition. You can throw the Yankees in too. We aren't really operating in the AL Central anymore. We're fighting for the one and the two seeds, which come with buys. That's our new division now, is fighting to be the one or the two seed in the American League, fighting with the Yankees, Astros, and Rays. Not really looking at the Guardians, Twins, and Royals, mm-hmm. other than when they're on the schedule and you're playing them. It's really about chasing the one and the two seed now, not about the division. We've graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. Joe and Grossio, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim, your buddies there are just being sports talk radio obstinate. It is not breaking news to say the Tigers are going to win the division. As a matter of fact, the odds that they won't win the division right now at this time are about as long as they were last year at this time that they'd even make the playoffs. They have four or five guys having much better years. They're going to win the division. You guys got to give up the ghost. And yeah, talk about the playoffs at some point, but they're going to win the doggone division. Give it up, fellas.
All right, Joe, I never said that they weren't going to win the division. I'm just not ready to guarantee it and call it good. And you just use the numbers that you should, that make you a little bit wary. And I know it was a historic run, but they were able to overcome the odds last year. But this year, they can't possibly lose to the odds?
I don't think so. They're a better ball club than they were a year ago.
I agree with that.
And they've shown that by their play over the last 7 months.
Thank you, Joe. Ticket Texter says, Tigers are long gone. They'll win it by 8 to 11 games. Easy stuff.
Well, here's where you're probably going to say, oh, I gotcha. They have an 11.5 game lead right now over the Guardians. And I don't think the Guardians just simply, you know, throw in the towel, nor do the Twins or the Royals. But if they've been this good to this point, wouldn't you think that they win this division by 15, 16 games? Sure. I mean, that would seem to be what the guarantee would entail.
I mean, they're in a great position to do it.
The guarantee merely states that when the 162 games is complete,
they will be the best in the AL Central.
Yes.
Okay, there is some pushback. Pump the brakes, cookies. This is like calling the NFC title game when you're up 17 at halftime. How did that work out, Roy in Clarkston? Ticket Texter says, on this date, Minnesota was 11 games back of the Tigers in 2006 and won the division by a game. Still too early. Okay, then when is it no longer too early? We're past the halfway point. July starts tomorrow. When is it no longer too early? Is it September? Is it deadline? You tell me. 248-539-9797. The more I listen, the more I'm convinced that Costa graduated from the Rieger School of Trolling, magna cum laude.
You got that diploma?
Yeah, it's hanging on
the
wall.
Hanging on the wall.
Guys, this is not trolling. This is like the most obvious thing. They're minus 3,500 to win the division, and radio host comes on and goes, they're winning the division? That's trolling the audience? I think we just move on and go, hey, we all agree. We'll talk about John's food conversation.
I agree that I do believe that they're going to win the division. I've always said, even if they don't add at the deadline, it's not about the division. It's about can they win the World Series?
Yeah.
I'm just not ready to say, you know what? Let's not play the rest of the schedule. It's all done.
Costa, put your disco ball away. Is he saying division disco? What else we got?
I mean, it kind of feels like it, but...
Texter says, this team is fake smoke and mirrors. I'd trade Scooble at the deadline because I don't want another Scherzer situation. All right.
No, I'm not going there.
All right, we're going too far down the rabbit hole. Omar in Clinton Township, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Cookies. You know what? I mean, no disrespect, but you know what kind of remind me with you is that it's like the kids when mom putting the cake in the oven and they wondering if it's done yet or if they're on a trip to a vacation and asking, are we there yet? You got to remember last year when Baltimore and Kansas City were both leading the divisions, and then soon after the All-Star break, that's when the bottom fell out. Now, that's not to say that I believe the Tigers going to do that, but I want to see what Scott Harris is going to do at the trade deadline to define that we got this all wrapped up. Right now, I think it's still too early to make that determination because, you know, it's still half the season, but it still got almost 80 more games to go. So
to you, end of July, we'll see what they add. You'll see a couple weeks out of the All-Star break to see if they got their sea legs under them, and then you'd be comfortable.
Yeah, because you also got to think about this, too. That, you know, July is one of the hottest months of the year. Fatigue is going to set in. You're going to have, you know, like what happened with Carpenter yesterday. He's been having hamstring issues. They're playing every day. So I'm quite sure John can attest to that, too, that he is going to play a factor in these guys' health. So, you know, who's going to get time off? Who's going to be able to sustain, you know, to keep going or whatever? So it's still too early to make that determination. But I like your motivation. You know, you guys keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate listening to you.
Hey, thanks, Omar.
Thanks, Omar. Even if they don't edit the deadline,
they're still winning this division.
I still feel like they're going to win the division. I'm just not ready to say I guarantee it.
You just don't like that there's a magic number of 68. That number needs to get cut in half.
Okay, so there is no world. Let me present some numbers here. Yeah. Where the Tigers finish 92-70, that would be 39-38 finish.
Sure.
And the Guardians finish 53-27 and win 93 games. That's 2 out of 3. There are teams that have played half a season at a 667 clip. It's not unreasonable. Probably far-fetched. I know you're playing. The odds are the reason. They're the odds for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay? You're most likely right. I just think there's
two. So I want to just play that back for people. The Tigers have to go 500, and Cleveland has to be 30 over 500.
It shows you just about how right you're going to be.
Right.
However, it has been done before in this game. It's June 30th.
It'll be July 1st tomorrow. John. Uh-oh.
That makes all the difference in the world.
I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow.
I know. I'm sure, stay tuned. What's he going to guarantee tomorrow?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.